This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After sewing up the Democratic presidential nomination, Senator John Kerry faces another challenge. Between now and the Democratic convention at the end of July, he can only wage an unofficial campaign. Candidates from both parties have struggled with this in-between period. One of them, former Republican Senator Bob Dole, spoke yesterday with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Senator Kerry called Senator Dole after the Super Tuesday contest, but they didn't get a chance to speak. Dole is one of the few politicians who knows firsthand the difficulty of being the unofficial challenger in the months before the party convention. This year, that period is the longest in history because the primaries were intentionally shortened to reduce party infighting. Dole was the GOP's nominee in 1996, and like Kerry, ran against an incumbent president with more money and easier access to the media.
I found in 96, what do you do every day to make certain people haven't forgotten you? A, and B, you know that most people haven't tuned into the election anyway.
Right.
I mean, it may be Thursday, March, whatever, but I bet a lot of the people are going to vote for Kerry and don't know about him yet. They don't know who he is, where he's from. And so it's kind of hard. How do you stay on the front page? How many days can you just go out and attack your opponent? After a while, that isn't news anymore.
Well, there's one.
So I think what I did, I went to Florida and got some sun.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what did you do during this period?
We went to Florida, actually, and took a week off. I mean, I think just sort of get your batteries recharged. And Clinton had already defined me. My name was Dole Gingrich in every ad, and if you were joined at the hip, me and Newt. And that's what the Bush people will try to do to John Kerry in the next few weeks. While he's thinking what to do, they've already thought of it.
Did you run out of money during this period, at the end of your campaign?
I think so, yeah. I think we're just about broke. We had to do events, but we couldn't have big events because we had to fly around and sort of what they call earn news. You had to go into something like into Cleveland or into Buffalo or somewhere and get local news.
Right.
You didn't have any money for a lot of hoopla, so you did it that way. And then, of course, you try to raise a little money to keep going.
Well, let's talk about your opponent defining you during this period. How do you resist an opponent who's trying to, well, demonize you, to be quite
explicit?
Well,
that's what it is, the way it is. I mean, it's not Democrats do it, Republicans do it. It's unfortunate, it's the way it is. I can empathize with John Kerry because he's got a voting record. When I try to help a colleague maybe vote for some amendment that wasn't going anywhere, that would be on TV. Now, if you've got the money, you can fight back. But I think Kerry's going to have a little trouble for a while getting the money.
What about picking a vice presidential running mate? Could that possibly get the news people
interested?
Yeah,
well, I think there are two schools of thought. One, you pick your vice president early, and you got somebody else to go out and raise money. The downside is it's another target, and it takes all the excitement out of the convention. That's about all the excitement they're going to have. But again, I think it's knowing John Kerry, he's a very cautious guy. I think he's going to take some time. And you get a little press out of saying, you know, I'm going to visit with Mr. X or Miss X. One way to get on the evening news, but I don't think that's the way you ought to pick your vice president.
As you go through this lull period between winning the nomination and the conventions, what can you do to set the terms of the debate?
See, a lot of it's not under the control of the candidate. I mean, this is a global economy. We've got global terrorism. All these things are going to work into it. So the answer is I don't know. But it's a great opportunity, it's a great privilege, and it's probably the greatest experience that John Kerry will ever have, whether he wins or loses.
And the president, for his part, during this lull period, how does he handle it?
He's still the president. He can make something happen every day. I mean, I think I watched Clinton do things that assistant secretaries should have been doing, like these are new child seats we're going to install in every car. Here I was trying to get one little line on page 6, and he was on the front page. And it worked. I mean, I don't fault the guy. I mean, if I'd been there, I'd probably been there with child seats.
Senator Dole, thanks very much for giving us your time today.
Thank you.
Senator and former Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.